This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Steve Alexander has the reports coming up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. The Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida is where Max is at. That annual shindig runs through Saturday. Max knows where Mokena, Illinois is. Heck, he can probably name every little burg in Illinois that begins with M. But in Mokena, a home built by Thomas Kinry had to be torn down. It just wasn't habitable anymore. Too much termite damage and water damage. Just couldn't be renovated. Really a shame, because Mr. Kinry built that home after he came home from fighting in the war. The Civil War. From This Week in Agribusiness, the African swine fever is spreading to more provinces in Vietnam after rapidly spreading throughout China over the last 6 months. American hog farmers remain on high alert, and they should be, because there is no help on the way in the form of a vaccine. The chief veterinarian for the National Pork Producers Council says a vaccine could be 10 to 20 years away from being ready. The sign painted on the back window of a big bus includes the words, "Jesus Saves." Maybe he did. A bus from a church in Gary, Indiana, was headed back to Gary from a Chicago Bulls game. 50 people on board. The bus ran off the road and passengers were tossed all around the bus. 5 of the 50 were taken to a hospital with head and neck injuries. And the church bus driver, an 82-year-old man, is accused of driving while intoxicated. From Grand Ledge, Michigan, the story of a grand gesture. During the final game of the high school basketball season, two Michigan teams set rivalry aside so Michael Bryant could realize his dream of getting into a game. Michael wouldn't have been in the game unless both teams agreed to it. He is the Grand Ledge team manager. He's a senior at the high school, so this was his last chance. He was born with cerebral palsy, and Grand Ledge coach Scott Lewis challenged his players to get far enough ahead of Holt on Friday so Michael could comfortably have the chance to play. Well, everybody in the gym, even the Holt team, cheered as Michael entered the game. He didn't just enter the game. He just didn't run up and down the court. He got the ball, and he shot it. He sank 2 3-pointers late in the game. Michael's mom says he almost died at birth, and doctors initially didn't believe that he'd be able to walk or talk, but she said he has defied the odds and makes up for his challenges with his hard work and his great attitude. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.